Matt Greenwood for KJS Sports Talk. As we kick off this show, we're going to be talking to, actually we're talking to right now, Tara Fish. She is the Jefferson R7 Girls Volleyball Interim Head Coach, taking the place of Ashley Nagel, who had a heart attack earlier this summer and is currently in recovery. So right now, Tara Fish has taken over the head coaching duties, and the Jefferson Girls Volleyball team is off to a pretty good start. As a matter of fact, 2 wins, no losses to start off the year. Had a fun match against Seckman last night where they won 2 sets out of 3 and looked like it was a pretty dramatic type of fun back and forth there. So we'll get to that here in just a second. But Coach Fish, I just wanted to, you know, alert non-Jefferson R7 listeners who are not necessarily in the know about Coach Nagel and where she is in her recovery. But can you sort of fill us in on that, please?
Yes, she is so strong, and she is working so hard, and has actually surprised us a couple of days by coming to practice and came to one of the games of the Jamboree, and she's just been a great example of strength for us all. She's doing really well, going through some physical therapy for muscle conditioning and things like that, but her heart's good, like it was before, so we are so glad for that.
Well, it's really good to hear, and you and I were talking before we started this interview that you've actually spent quite a few years with Coach Nagel as her assistant volleyball coach. Can you kind of give us a little bit of information for those that don't know who you are and your coaching background, a little bit about you?
Sure. Actually, I'm a little bit older than she is, and her and I both played at Festus at different years. She's a couple years younger, so we've known each other since high school, and I have been coaching for our school district for about 15 years total. I did junior high before that, before coming to the high school with her when we started our high school 9 years ago. So her and I have been coaching together very closely for the last 9 years.
Well, that's a pretty good run. So probably for you, the transition to being the head coach of this, the interim head coach of this 2018 fall squad, was probably pretty easy for you.
Well, it is, but because I already know the kids, and actually, I've had them all and that, but it's difficult just because I'm so used to, her and I are so used to having one another to look at, and we knew what each other were thinking, and we could reply the same way or, you know, things like that. But I do have Amy Schachner. She was a volunteer coach for us for the past few years, and she is my assistant. And then Jackie Grass came from Hillsboro to take Melanie Rugley's spot at PE, and so she's coaching JV. So they have been an awesome help. And, of course, Jason Dreyer, the athletic director, and his office have just been amazing and helping with this transition to help it to be more smooth. So,
yeah, very well. And I want to sort of go back a little bit on the Nagel topic, Coach Nagel topic. Obviously, for anybody to have to deal with or to know someone that is, you know, had a heart attack, and, you know, especially when it's unexpected, it can't be very easy sometimes for them to keep focus on what's ahead. And for you guys, the volleyball season was vastly approaching. Coach Nagel knew she wasn't going to be ready yet. Jason knew, you I'm sure knew as well, she wasn't going to be quite ready for the start of the year. But what happened can also, you know, be sort of a rally cry, if you will, for the kids. And I just kind of wanted to get your feeling as to how they've reacted to the situation and how they've handled themselves since then.
Well, so what she had her heart attack on a Monday, and we were actually supposed to leave for Nebraska team camp on that Wednesday. So that was a last minute decision for us to say, no way, we're not going without her. We've always gone with her, and she's known these kids since they were little. And we have several staff kids, you know, on there, and they just were really worried about her, and they were trying to think of things, you know, that how can we help? Parents were, how can we help? And so one of the things that they came up with to just have her with us at games, sorry, I get a little bit emotional talking about it because we're very close, but they decided to, even though red isn't one of our team colors, The girls are wearing white socks with red swishes on it. That was donated by Redline, one of the family's companies here, the Edmond family. And so that way they have a piece of Nagel out there with them for the season.
Oh, that's very neat.
Yeah.
And what a great way to segue into talking about Ashley Edmond, one of the players who is having a really good first, you know, two games. You guys have played five sets total. Looking at the stats earlier, she sort of has been the rounded out type athlete for you on the court. Five blocks, I see, as well as 10 kills and four service aces. Touch a little bit about her performance this early on in the season and maybe some other players that pop into your head that are doing well this early.
Sure. So we've all been super proud of Ashley. She's come out and worked very hard this season. Last night, we just, you know, she not only had, you know, the strong at the net, she had some digs, and, you know, that was something that she was wanting to work on herself over the summer. And so she was focusing on that, and it really showed last night, and our other players were just fired up, so proud of her. Her mom actually sent me a message earlier that said, "I love that in huddle you can see you give her a big hug when she comes off the court because you're so excited about her getting a dig."
Nice.
She actually is one of our alternate captains because the team voted on captains, and she got the fourth most votes, and so she will kind of fill into that place. And so just seeing her grown like that has been exciting. She is one of eight seniors that we have this year, which is a lot. It's very exciting just to see, you know, them grow, because I've been watching a lot of them since they were playing in third grade because my kid is also a senior. Alexis Armstrong is one of our seniors. She's playing outside for us. She's gotten very strong this summer. A lot of our girls have actually worked really hard in the weight room this summer with Coach Rugley, getting very strong, and we're still working on some quickness and jumping and things like that. But
I was going to say that's a good coach to learn strength and conditioning from, or strength from, really, yeah.
Yes, and I send him thank yous all the time. Hey, thanks for working with our girls. Hey, you have any ideas about this or that? And he's great for responding for that. So Lexus is strong for us on the outside. Jenna Kurtoys all the way around has just been super impressive. She's been fighting through some shin issues from, I think it's just from track, I'm not sure, but she's been just hitting very strong and playing defense great for us. And then Maddie Fuller's playing defense for us, and she's a great team leader. She's one of our captains. We have Kendall Runzies, also a senior, playing libero, one of our team captains. We have Gracie Fish. She's our setter. She's playing 5-1 setter. She's a captain as well. So we have Gracie, Kendall, and Maddie as our captains. And their leadership that they bring to the team it's just unmatched. It's so wonderful. They all bring something different. And our team is lucky to have them, and so am I. And then we also have seniors. We have Macy Sample and Heidi Hurst. So we have eight seniors, and then we have five juniors, and then we have one sophomore, and our sophomore actually starts for us as well.
All right.
Our sophomore is Lainey Smith, and she plays middle, and she's hitting very well from the middle as well.
All right. So pretty stacked roster for you. And when you talked about Gracie Fish being the libero and the setter, I think you called her a setter. Maybe she is a libero, but as soon as you said
Gracie's
that,
Gracie's a setter and Kendall's our libero.
Kendall's
a
libero,
our setter.
Right? Uh-huh. But as soon as you said setter for Gracie Fish, I looked at the stat sheet: 40 assists, which far exceeds anyone on the team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, based on these stats, Heidi Hurst has two, and she's the next closest one in terms of assists. So, right then and there, I knew right away that when you said setter, that explains the whole thing as why she has so many more assists than the next. In terms of the success of the team early on, what aspect of the game of volleyball has really been, you know, the reason why you guys have started off 2-0 and have won four out of five sets that you played?
Well, one thing is they're just really driven and motivated. You know, they want to do well, and they want me to be able to call Coach Nagel after the game and say, this and that happened, we won, you know, they did this, this, and this, and they reached their goals because we set goals for before every game. And, you know, that's really been motivating for them. And really all the energy that we have had come from the girls that are sitting on our bench has been phenomenal and has spilled over into the court. And, you know, people don't realize how important that is, that, you know, how important your bench is, but it is huge. And last night was a great example of that. My juniors that were sitting there that don't get to play, you know, very much because we have seniors that are strong, they're just right in there with it. And when one of those girls cranks it and gets a kill, they're the first ones to jump up and scream, and it just spills out onto the court.
You mentioned Jenna Kurtois has been sort of dealing with a shin issue, if you will. But she's your leader in kills. And from my understanding of watching a little bit of volleyball, because I had some family, a cousin of mine way back when, play some volleyball, but it takes a lot of skill to, I mean, you have to be able to leap pretty high and get over the net, get on top of that net, and be able to hit the ball downward. So is that something that you've been monitoring, though, these first couple of games, Kurtois's shin? Are you trying to give her a little bit more rest, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we have several days off. So today they are actually out there practicing right now, and Coach Grass is a PE teacher. And so I said, okay, we got 20 minutes of conditioning. Would you like to fill it today? And she's like, yes, I'm in. But those are one of the times where we monitor what's happening with her shins or things like that, because we just want to take care of her body. You know, being a senior and an athlete, you know, a three-sport athlete, we just, everybody needs her. So we just want to make sure she's healthy. And so we do monitor some of those things, and we make sure she has the ice that she needs. And, you know, our staff here is really good about letting kids that if they need to ice at a certain time, they'll let them grab some ice and do it during class and things like that. So we definitely have just kind of keep track of her, and she, you know, tells us if she needs a minute, and we just give it to her. So.
Okay, very well. Coach Fish, that's all I really have for you. Any final thoughts on what's occurred the first two games of the season, moving forward, the Coach Nagel situation, anything else you want to talk about?
Just, you know, the girls, I'm super excited for their season. You know, if I have questions about something going on, you know, I know that Coach Nagel's right there for me. In fact, today during my planning time, I was putting practice notes on our practice plans, and she texted me as I was typing something about our passers and what they need to do. And she texted me, hey, make sure our passers are doing this, because she watched Tuttle. And I thought, I am typing that right now to say to the girls. That is so funny.
That is funny.
So I do miss that, you know, having her here, but she's there, you know, she's watching Huddle and, you know, giving us tips that we need, and, you know, and kind of breaking that down for us. So, you know, she's a big motivator in this, and, you know, and the girls just want to, you know, so many seniors, they want to end on a high note, you know, after all these years, and they just want to make her proud.
Well, Coach Fish, appreciate you coming on to the show this afternoon. And again, you guys will be playing St. Jen on Tuesday the 4th, and we wish you the best of luck there. And once more, just thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you, Matt.
That is Tara Fish, the Jefferson Girls Volleyball Interim Head Coach, joining us here on KJS Sports Talk. We'll return with Andrew Graves of also Jefferson R7 football, not girls volleyball, but football, about his Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week Award. So we'll cover that next on KJS Sports Talk.